Well, it's a great pleasure to have moved into our Fraser Performance Studio. I'm Kathy Fuller. In an eerie and wonderful kind of way, there are three musicians here because Fritz Kreisler is here in spirit in a big way because his violin is here. Nikolai Znaider has stopped in, and Deborah DeWolf Emery, the pianist, is here. And they have music of Fritz Kreisler to play for us. Here is one of the most famous pieces. This is Liebeslied, live with Nikolai Znaider and Deborah DeWolf Emery. What a gorgeous thing. Thank you so much. That's Nikolai Znaider playing the violin. Deborah DeWolf Emery playing the piano. Music by Fritz Kreisler. That's the famous Liebeslied. Welcome to WGBH. It's so nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Tell me, this violin was owned by Kreisler. When was it made?
It was built most likely in 1741 or 42, according to expert, which was the the sort of beginning of the last period of, or late period, as they call it, of Guarnerius del Gesu, who was one of the most illustrious of violin makers. And it's one of the representative examples of that period, of this late period. And it's my great fortune that actually it wasn't played very much. Fritz Kreisler had it famously between 1904 and 1919. It passed to a certain Miss Alma Moody, who was somewhat of a concertizing violinist, but she had it for a few years. And then, since then, it's really been largely in collections and not been played. So it comes to me now in a very fine state of preservation, and a very healthy violin.
Has it taught you things?
Oh, sure. It's always a dialogue. You know, it's a very alive sort of organism. It's not a static thing. A violin doesn't sound the same every day. But it has very much its own sound, its sound, which not only fulfills sort of my ideal sound, you know, the ideal sound that I hear in my inner ear before I start playing, but it has something special, something beyond that, which certainly is inspiring in return. So it's very much a symbiosis, very much a back and forth.
You were born in Denmark, 1975. What were you like as a little kid? Were you just thirsting after the violin?
I think I was thirsting for soccer, first of all. I was loved playing soccer. I still like to. But my parents thought I should learn a musical instrument just as part of my general education. And I think it must have been maybe three quarters of a year or a year into me playing when I really wanted to play and when I wanted to become a musician, when it was clear to me that all this soccer is very nice, but I actually wanted to spend my life in music.
That's amazing. Did you go and tell your parents that you want to be a violinist?
I think I did. I mean, I don't remember it, but this is what they say. And it just goes to show you how infantile I viewed it, because I came from soccer where, you know, the best you can be is world champion. So I think I came in and said, I want to be world champion in violin playing, not knowing that there is no such thing. It just shows you how, in a way, unaware I was of what it actually meant. But at the same time, the conviction never wavered.
We have a few more. We thought we'd ask you for a few more of these beautiful gilded miniatures. You have the tempo diminuetto in the style of Pugnani. Of course, Kreisler was always telling everybody that he had not written these pieces, but that he had discovered them somewhere. Right?
This is what the legend has it, that he would say that he found all these old pieces for violin and piano. And I always think it's funny today because they sound absolutely nothing like 18th century Baroque or
right.
Early classicism. It sounds absolutely like Viennese in the style of. And it's just interesting that actually people would buy it 100 years ago, but they did apparently. And I'm not sure how much of an uproar it actually caused when he came out and said, well, actually, I wrote them myself.
Yeah, I think around 1935 or something, he had to admit that, no, he didn't find these things, but he wrote them. So you have the tempo diminuetto, and then the andantino in the style of Martini, and then the famous Schöne Rosmarin. We're ready when you are. We're live today with Nikolai Znaider, violinist, and Deborah DeWolf Emery is at the piano.
Thank you.
delights. Thank you so much. Deborah DeWolf Emery, the pianist, with Nikolai Znaider playing the violin. Three of the gorgeous miniatures by Fritz Kreisler. You heard the tempo diminuetto in the style of Pugnani, also the andantino in the style of Martini, and Schöne Rosmarin, all music by Fritz Kreisler. Nikolai, you have such a way. And it's not even something that can be talked about, but there is this kind of fluid sparkle in the way that you play. We're so grateful that you came. It was so good of you to stop by.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks for the exquisite music, and gracious thanks to Deborah DeWolf Emery. And you two just were in sync, and we're so appreciative. Have a wonderful time in Boston.
Thank you, I will.
And come back and visit soon.
I will. Thank you very much.